BloomVC is one of the few Scottish platforms. There are other ones coming on board. But there's no reason why that should necessarily be a barrier to businesses getting involved. And if you look at the companies like Kickstarter that have now a UK presence, you've got organisations taking advantage of that from across the UK. But Scotland seems to be lagging a little bit behind.
What kind of businesses, we heard, films and music there, what kind of businesses are particularly suited for this funding model?
Well, it's fairly diverse. It's a $2.7 billion industry worldwide, raising to over $5 billion this year. So the funding is quite significant, and so the opportunities are there for all sorts of businesses. And the different models of crowdfunding will suit different organizations at different levels of maturity. But there seems to be a tendency for entrepreneurial startups and those kind of businesses to make use of it, because otherwise they're finding it difficult to find access to finance in the climate that we're currently in. So it can be quite widely used, and the different models, like the peer-to-peer model, which is currently receiving funding from the UK government, is suitable for mature businesses, and so it could be used for expansion, innovation, and taking new products to market. And that type of area is actually very, very suited to crowdfunding, because you can get crowd validation for the sort of new products and innovations that you're intending to bring to market.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Tim Wright of Twin Tangibles. More latest and breaking business news on the Business Scotland website throughout the day.